नमो हरि हंतानम नमो सिद्धानम नमो आर्यानम नमो वज्रायानम नमो लोये सवसाहुनम एसो पंच नमो यारो सव पाप पनाशनो मंगलानं च सर्वेश परमं होहि मंगलम्
चत्तारि मंगलम अरहंत मंगलम सिद्धा मंगलम साहु मंगलम केवलीपनातो धम्मो मंगलम चत्तारि लोकोत्तम अरहंत लोकोत्तम सिद्धा लोकोत्तम साहु लोकोत्तम केवलीपनातो धम्मो लोकोत्तमो चतारी सनम पवजामी अरहंते सनम पवजामी सिद्धे सनम पवजामी साहु सनम पवजामी केवली पनतम धमम सनम पवजामी।
ओके वेरी गुड। ओके
जय जिनेंद्र, दिस इज अर्जुन। आई जॉइंड अ व्हाइल बैक बट द प्रेयर्स वर गोइंग ऑन।
जय जिनेंद्र अर्जुन।
Okay. So what did we do in the last class? Anyone? Arush, what did we do in the last class? Arush.
Yes?
What did we do in the last class?
We did some chapters in... We reviewed some chapters in the part one of the Patshala book.
Okay, what the chapter was about?
It was Namo. It was the four mangals and day and the daily timetable.
Okay, daily timetable. Okay. And then what else?
Also learned the four mangals
mm-hmm.
and difference between God and Tirthankar.
Okay. What else did we do? Anyone else? Arjun?
We reviewed the executioner, the story.
Okay, yeah. We discussed a little bit of the story. Okay. So we'll do it again. Okay. So who will summarize the story so far that we have discussed already? Any volunteer? Anyone who can just brief us about the story that we have reached up to? Anyone. Okay, which city are we in? Name of the city?
I can tell.
Okay, Diya, say. Hello? Say?
Okay. In city of Puranpur, there was a king named Mahabal.
Yes.
He had an ill-mannered spoiled behavior.
Okay, so there was a king named Mahabal and there was a prince named Bal, and they used to be in the city of Podanpur. Okay, then what happened?
Bal was eating too much flesh. He was eating too much meat.
Hmm. South, and then who else comes in the story, and we discussed about whom?
The executioner Yampal.
The executioner Yampal. So what happened? He was going in jungle, and what happened?
Yeah, he was going in jungle, and he wasn't watching. And there was a snake that bit him on the leg. So he fell down and died. So then...
He becomes unconscious.
Unconscious.
Okay. Then what happens?
Then Muniraj from the
Muniraj comes, then he passes through that jungle, or the cemetery was nearby.
Just entered the plant, everything became alive. And Ajnikusha Yampar
he is conscious again. He also became alive, kind of, right?
Yeah, he also became alive.
Why Muniraj had some riddhi, or why this was all happening?
He had
sarvoshadi riddhi. He had this riddhi which cures every disease. Okay. Special part. Then what happened?
Then the Muniraj had just told him not to kill anyone and that he should not do any violence. And the Muniraj also said that he should not hurt any soul.
Okay.
He told not to hurt any soul.
Okay. Then? So what did he say? Could he do this? Could he practice all the non-violence every day?
No.
No, why he could not?
Because he needs money and food to keep his family alive and
to kill people is his profession. He is an executioner. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So then what did he say?
The Muniraj said that you won't kill any jiva on the day of Chaturdashi.
Chaturdashi. Okay. Chaturdashi is a event-based festival, right?
No.
So what is it?
Eternal.
Eternal. Okay. Great. So it's an eternal festival. It comes twice a month, every month. And it is coming since eternity, since when Mahavir Bhagwan was there was Chaturdashi. When we are here, there is Chaturdashi. When next Tirthankaras will happen, there will be Chaturdashi every month, twice. So Meera said, you cannot practice complete non-violence. You should at least take a vow that you will not kill anyone on the day of Chaturdashi. So this Yampal executioner, he becomes his eyes, it starts glittering. He becomes happy that there is something I can do, and he acknowledges and takes his vow that I will not kill anyone. Even if I die, I will not kill anyone on these days, the Chaturdashi of every month, right? And when he got bit by the snake, what did we learn? We learned something. Why did he got bit by the snake? He was not watching, looking down, right? So
yes. We should look down while walking.
Because this is what our Miraj do. Jain Miraj, they do not walk just without looking carelessly. They do not walk carelessly because of our carelessness, there are small insects and very small organisms, they get killed, right? So therefore we should always take care while we walk, okay? I mean, we should take as much precaution as we can, okay? Like if we are driving, so I don't think we can do much, and driving involves a lot of hinsa, therefore. So we should walk. Yes, Dhyase.
Yesterday I wasn't looking down and I fell down.
Oh, see, look it. So this is what happens when we do not look down. Either snake bites us, or we fall down, or there is somebody else who gets killed because of us. So we should always walk by taking precautions, that because of me, nobody else gets killed or gets hurted. And this is a benefit that, okay, I also get saved. No snake will bite me, or I'll not fall down if I take precaution. So there's both the benefits. There's no harm to other people and there's no harm to me if I look down. That's why our Muniraj, they always, whenever you'll see any of our Muniraj, they'll always be looking down. They'll be not looking to, oh, there's Eiffel Tower, I should see that.
Hello?
Oh, there's a river, they should not see. They do not look here and there to see the scenery or the environment or the park. They look down to take care, like nobody else gets killed. Yeah, Natasha is saying something. Yeah? Yeah, Natasha. Hello? Hello?
I think Natasha got dropped off, I believe.
Okay. Arjun, you there?
Arjun, you are there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Arush, Natasha?
They got dropped off, Anubhuji. I believe they should be joining us back.
Okay, fine. So we did the story till here, and then Muniraj left. And this executioner Yampal, he is here with his bow that he will not kill any jiva on the day of Chaturdashi. Okay, fine. So till here we are clear with the story, right, Arjun and Diya? Okay. Now we should wait for Natasha and Arush. Okay, so just let's discuss a few normal things, general things. Then what is happening in the city? There is a festival approaching. Which festival it is? Arjun, which festival is approaching? Now we are moving forward in the story. We have to complete the story today. Okay? What is happening? Which festival is coming?
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Yeah. Which festival is approaching the city of Bodhanpur? What is happening?
Ashtanika Mahaparva.
Ashtanika Mahaparva. What happens in these festivals, if you remember?
I don't remember, but it's in the story, I know that.
Okay, something happens. And Diya, what happens with Ashtanika Mahaparva?
All the deers go to Nandishwar Dweep for doing puja.
Yeah. On these festivals, what happens? Devas of Devgati, okay? They all, like, we go to some, good place, like we with our family, right? Pilgrimage we do. So we go to some, you all come to India and you go to Shikharji. So this is what you come in group, like your family, your friends, or all the, you know, the group of your Jain people whom you meet, whom you see, whom you all go like that, Devas, with their all friends, all other fellow Devas. They go for 8 days to Nandishwar Dvipa, 8th Dvip. We live in Jambudvip. After this, there is huge ocean. Okay, that ocean is Lavan Samudra. Then after that, encircling that ocean is another Dvipa. Dvipa means, you know, like Dvip, island, like we have, Dvipa is a place of earth, okay? It's continent, it's a huge continent, we can say, okay? So, this everything, India, Australia, America, everything is Canada, everything is situated on Jambudvipa. Surrounding Jambudvipa, from all the sides means encircling it. Jambudvipa is like a round circle, okay? Like we have a plate, it's round plate. Similarly, we have this Jambudvipa. And surrounding it from all the four sides, all the sides, encircling it, is the ocean Lavan Samudra. Then there is one more Dvipa, Dhatya Dvipa. Then there is one more Samudra, means some ocean. Then there is one more Dvipa, then there is encircling is one more ocean. So, there is one Dvipa, then ocean, then encircling it, another Dvipa, then ocean, then Dvipa, then ocean. So, from Jambudvip, the 8th Dvipa, means after 7th ocean. Right, you are getting it?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay,
yes.
We have, after each Dvipa, we have one ocean. So, up till 7th, after 7th Dvip, we have 7th ocean. And then after 7th ocean, there's 8th Dvip, whose name is Nandishwar Dvip. Okay? And there we have 52, self-made Jain temples. Nobody has made them. Each temple has how many? Okay, there is a homework for you all. Each temple has, you know, number of Jain idols. Okay? How many number of Jain idols each of the temple has? So you have to find it out. Okay, each idol is so big, it's the height of Rishabdev Bhagwan, each temple. And Rishabdev Bhagwan was very, very huge, he was very, you know, well-heighted. So, there are 52 temples, okay, and each temple has some number of Jain, so each temple is so big, it's like in itself a country, you can say. So, each temple has some number of idols. So, you have to find it out how many idols are there. Easily, your parents will... Hello.
Hey, Jendra Anubhuji, I think the call got disconnected.
Yes. Arjun is so back?
No, Arjun isn't back so far. And I tried reaching out to Natasha also, but I'm unable to reach them out.
Okay.
Let's wait. I think they should be joining us back.
Okay. Okay, Diya, so did you hurt yourself? You fell down yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, so it's like a major, or it's okay?
It's okay. Little.
So you fell down in school or at home only?
No, when we are walking outside.
Okay. Fine. You know how many temples are there in each, how many Jain idols, Jin Pratimas are there in each temple?
Which temple?
In which temple?
Huh?
Which temple?
temples at Nandishwar Vipa. There are 52 temples at Nandishwar Vipa.
Yeah.
Each temple has how many?
On each side there are 13. There are 13
in each side. There are 13 stems, mountains with stems, with one temple on top.
Okay. I'm asking about number of Jain Pratima in each. There are 52 temples, okay? In whole Nandishwar Dvipa, there are 52 temples in which devas go and do puja. Each temple, like we go inside, like you go to some temples,
yeah,
there are number of different idols, like three idols are there or four Jain Pratimas are there. So how many Jain Pratimas each temple contains?
There are 108.
Oh, excellent. So each temple has 108 Pratimas. So all the self-made, like temples whom nobody has made, which are there since eternity, they all have 108 Pratimas. Okay, very good. Natasha, Arjun, anyone?
This is Arjun, I'm here. It told me that the moderator had disconnected, so I got kicked off.
Okay. So we were discussing about eternal festival of Ashtanika Mahaparva. So now this King Mahabal, he is a good man. We all know he is very good man. He is king, responsible king of Hoshiarpur, and he is very Jain. He is very religious.
The murtis are
What happened? Yeah, the Jain murtis are
The dhanush is 500 feet tall.
Yeah, the height of the Jain Pratimas is 500 dhanush. It's very long.
Okay, thank you.
And they are not even standing. This height is while they are sitting. Okay.
Hello? Oh, I never knew that. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, hi.
Sorry, we actually got disconnected because our connection, something happened with our connection.
Okay. Yes. We are waiting for you. Okay, so we'll continue with the story. What happens with city of Polanpur? There is one event-based parva named Ashtanika Parva is approaching. Okay?
Yes.
There is one event-based parva named Ashtanika Parva is approaching.
Okay.
Yeah, Arjun, Diya, correct?
What did you ask, Anubhuji?
I am asking that which parva is approaching, event-based parva, right? Ashtanika parva is event-based.
No.
What is it?
It's eternal.
It's eternal. So there is this eternal festival of Ashtanika Parva was approaching. Okay? So this religious king, this king Bahubali, what did he do in the Ashtanika Parva? What announcements did he make? Arush, what did king do? What did he announce in the story?
I wasn't listening to the story because...
Yeah, we have not discussed it. We are asking you. You have read the story, right?
Which one?
So, the story of executioner Yampal, in that when after Muniraj goes back and this Yampal comes back home, then there is 8-day long festival of Ashtanika Parva. It it runs for 8 days, Ashtanika Parva festival. Okay, so what is the pronouncement of the king Mahabali? Mahabali, what does he do, Mahabali?
It is the order that no one shall kill any jiva during these days in our kingdom.
Okay. So read the whole thing, na? Read complete order, what is it? And read it like a king. Very good, say.
The 8 days of Ashtanika Mahavarva.
Ashtanika Mahaparva.
Mahaparva are auspicious and pressed on these days. Devas of Devgati go to 8 deep Nandishwar deep to perform the pujan of eternal Jain temples situated there. Unfortunately, we can't go there. Therefore, here at our very own kingdom of Bodhanpur, we all shall celebrate these days by practicing religion as much as we can. It is the order that no one shall kill any jiva during these days in our kingdom. Every soul must practice the non-violence.
Yeah, okay. So there is which dvipa? 8th dvipa, named Nandishwar Dvip. It has total 52 number of temples, which are not man-made. They are there since time infinite, and they'll always be there. So these are eternal temples, okay? And this each temple has some number of Jain idols, Jain pratimas or Jain murtis, okay? And this is a homework to ask your parents that how many Jain murtis this temple contains, okay? So there are like the temples are so huge, means one temple will be equal to like approximately equal to the whole country of India. The temples are so huge, so the devas, only devas can go there, okay? So devas on these 8 days go there and perform the pujan of these temples, okay? Fine. So this king is saying, okay, so we cannot go there because manushya means the human beings are not, they are not capable of crossing, like reaching to the 8th dvipa. We cannot go beyond 2.5 dvipa. We are living in Jambu dvipa. After this Jambu dvip, there is this ocean, Lavan Samudra, Lavan Ocean. And after this Lavan Samudra, we have a Dhatkiya Khand dvip. There is second dvipa. The name of the second dvipa is Dhatkiya Khand. Okay, we'll learn it later. And then after this, we have Dhatkiya Khand Samudra, ocean, next ocean, Dhatkiya Khand Ocean. And after that, the third dvip, we do it half. So it's Pushkarvar dvip, and we can go only up to the half of the dvipa. Beyond, you know, if the total length is 1 kilometer of the dvipa, we can only go to the 500 meters, half a mile, okay? So we can only go up till the manushya, the human beings can only, so they, we, all the human beings only take birth up till this 2.5 dvipa. Beyond this, there are only animals and vegetation, plants. There is no human beings, okay? So in 8th dvipa, Nandishwar dvipa, there are no human beings, but there are Jain temples, which are eternal. And who goes there to pray? There goes Devgati Deva. So in holiday, like we go to the Sameshikar or Girnar Giri, or you all come to India or somewhere else, wherever you go. So you go in groups. So likewise, Devas, they on their holidays, it comes thrice a year, this Parva, Ashtanika Parva. 8 day long it is. So for 8 days, they all go with their family, with their, you know, people, fellows, groups, and do pujan of Bhagwan. So now this king is regretting it. Oh, we have not enough luck and potential to do pujan of the great eternal Jain Pratima situated there. But we have self-made, we have man-made temples over here. So during these days, though we cannot go there, we must not miss out on these days and we must practice Jainism here as it is. So it is my order that on these days, nobody will kill any jeev in her kingdom. Okay? और जो भी हुएवर विल डू दैट ही विल बी पनिश्ड, ही विल बी कमिटिंग ऑफेंस अगेंस्ट द किंग, सो ही विल गेट पनिश्ड बाय द किंग, राइट? नाउ व्हाट हैपेंस नेक्स्ट? What happens, who will tell us, what happens next in the story? Everybody is able to follow this rule or somebody finds it unable? Quickly, quickly, what happens next? Hello? Hello, is anyone there?
Yes, Anubhavji, can you please repeat your question?
Okay, so nobody was listening till now. I am asking that what happens after the king pronounces this order? What happens afterwards? We all have read the story, right? We are doing discussion. I'm not telling you all a story. You all have read it. We are discussing it.
Yeah, what happens after the king?
No, wait, Diya, you have already spoken. Let other people get some chance. Arjun?
Yes?
Yeah, what happens next after the king pronounces his judgment? Not judgment, his announcement, order?
His order, so the executioner is meditating?
No, not meditating. Something has happened. So according to king, nobody shall kill and eat any of the flesh, or nobody shall kill at all, right? So what happens?
Yeah, so the gardener sees the prince kill and eat a sheep, so the gardener tells the king and reports it.
Who was killing and eating? Who?
The prince.
Okay, why prince killed the sheep? Where did he find it?
What?
Where did he find the sheep?
I'm not sure where he found the sheep.
Are they, is there in, sorry, what happened? That 8-day long Ashtanika Parva started in religious city of Pozanpur. It went into religious activities, okay? But when every person was busy doing these things, the principal was very upset. Why he was upset? Because for 8 days he could not eat animal flesh. For 8 days. So why was he upset? What is the reason of his being upset? Why is he upset?
Because what he likes to eat, he cannot have.
So it means what he desires to eat, he cannot have, right? So what does it give us? How what do we conclude? If I want to eat an ice cream, okay? If I want to eat ice cream and I don't get ice cream, why am I actually sad? What is the reason?
What spoiled is the and selfish.
What?
He could be spoiled and selfish because he only wants to do what he wants.
No, I'm asking, what is the root cause? Is not eating his flesh is the root cause of his, how can we generalize it? See, he is unable to...
Wrong belief.
No, wrong belief is a thing, wrong belief. But why that wrong belief is happening? What is the result of it? What is the reason for us to be upset, to be dukhi? Why do we...
Attachment?
Not attachment. See, just listen. Everyone, just think over it, okay? I want to eat ice cream, okay, and I am not getting ice cream. Why am I actually feeling bad? It's because I am not getting ice cream, or it is because I am not getting what I want. See, I want ice cream as of now, but a little later, I see something else. Hello, everyone is listening, right? Hello,
yeah.
Everyone
yes.
is here, right? Okay, it so happens with us that if we go to some, you know, fair, okay, some fair, you go to some fair, any of the fair, or somewhere like where all the entertaining stuff is there, like swings, rights are there, different rights are there, right? There are different rights and you can go to different rights, and there are toy shops, there are ice cream shops, right? Right?
Yes.
We are seen there. So when we go there, okay, when we see one thing attractive, we think, oh, I want this. And then our parents says, no, let's move forward. And then we move to another thing, we say we want this. Happens or not? It never happened.
It happens.
It has happened. What is happening? We are shifting our desires, right? First I saw, okay, I want the toy. Then I saw, I want to go to that ride. So when my parents were saying, oh, you do not get the toy, I was upset. But as I moved forward, I forgot about the toy. But what I'm thinking about is now new thing that is like, okay, I want ice cream now. So what is it? And if my parents says no to ice cream as well, then I'm again sad. So I am sad by what? Sad by that toy or that ice cream, or I'm sad by not getting what I want? What is the reason? If I was sad by the ice cream, then again I saw one more ice cream shop, but I am not getting sad by it because I have forgotten about it. Now I have something else to focus on. So I am thinking about that ride. So that ice cream is not making me sad again. You getting my point? Not getting my point? Hello, anyone is getting my point or not getting my point? I'm asking that these things which we want, they make us sad, or the things we want, if we do not get them, that makes us sad.
If we do not get them, it makes us sad.
So it's not the thing that is making us sad. It is non-fulfillment of our want, our desire, which makes us sad. So if I do desire and if it doesn't get fulfilled, it doesn't get, you know, completed, it doesn't end very well, then I am sad, right? It's not what I desire that makes me sad. That thing is very, very, very far away from me. But I just, in my own self, I just think, oh, I should have it, right? And I desire, okay, I want to have it. And if I don't get it, then I'm sad. But I cannot benchmark that whenever ice cream will be there, I'll be sad always. Okay, there are so many times when you don't get ice cream, you're not sad always because you don't want ice cream at that time. So ice cream will make you sad only when you will want it and you will not get it. Can we conclude it?
Yes.
Yes or no? Hello?
No,
you didn't get it. Who understood it? See. What I'm saying is that what is the root cause of our being unhappy or being sad? Why do we get upset? We only get upset not because of anything. There is no thing which makes us upset. There is only one thing, that we desire something and if it does not happen, we become upset. Like if I was walking and I just saw a balloon shop, okay? Now I want an air balloon, okay? I want to have it. And now I'm not having it. I cannot have it. I don't have money in my pockets. So I cannot buy it, right? So why I'm sad? Because of the balloon. Balloon made me upset. So whenever I see next, okay, fir I am now 30 years old and now I see the balloon, do I get upset?
No.
Your parents get upset when they say balloon and they cannot buy it?
No.
No. But when we were smaller, still we today, okay, whenever we go, we like balloons or something, right? Right? Right, okay, not all of, whatever, take in place of balloon, whatever you like, okay, you like that. So, my contention is this, that if that balloon and not having balloon was reason for your unhappiness, then why we shift, as we grow older, we become like 20 years old or 25, urge to get balloon gets, you know, down, we do not want balloon anymore. So, these things are not... these things are not the reason of our happiness or our sadness. It's the want, it's the desire to get these things which makes us happy or sad. Right? So we cannot say that Prince Bal, he was unhappy because of not eating flesh. He was unhappy because he desired, he wanted to eat flesh, and his want, it was not fulfilled. So we get sad because our desires doesn't get fulfilled. What we want, we don't get it. So what is the reason of unhappiness, friend? Arjun? What is the root cause of unhappiness now?
It's the fact that we're not getting instant gratification about it. If we want ice cream at one point, we may want ice cream at one point, but all the time we don't want it.
Yeah.
So it's the fact that at that point,
ice cream, definitely ice cream or anything in place of ice cream, that's not the reason of my sadness. What is the reason of my sadness? Reason of my sadness is, Arjun, why
it's
am
not
I sad?
Unlimited wants.
Because my unfulfilled want, my want is not able to complete. I wanted to eat ice cream, I cannot have ice cream. So I desired to eat ice cream, and my desire, it is not fulfilled. Nobody is buying me an ice cream. So reason is, if my desire doesn't get fulfilled, I am sad. So what is the root cause of my sadness? What you can conclude? Think
not,
about it.
Not getting something.
Not getting something. Okay, so it's non-fulfillment of desire. So how can we abolish it? How can we never become sad? What shall I do that I'll never become sad? Is it possible for me to fulfill every desire? I want to go to the moon. Can I go to the moon right now?
No.
So what can I do to overcome this sadness?
You should leave the desires.
I should leave the desire. Okay. So root cause of unhappiness is desire. If there was no desire at the first place, you would have never become sad. Isn't it? If you never liked ice cream, the ice cream will never make you sad. You will look at the ice cream shop and you will not feel any urge for ice cream, right? But if you like it, if you have desire for it, every time you will not able to eat ice cream, you will feel sad. Correct? Not making sense?
Not making sense.
Not making sense. Okay.
No, it is.
It did. It is. Okay. We'll do it again. What? We want to be happy. And at present, I found out that because of non-fulfillment of my wants or desire, I become sad. So now I have to remove this sadness. How do I get rid of this sadness? What is the root cause of this sadness? That I realize, okay, if I would have not had this desire, then I have nothing to fulfill. So then forget about it remains fulfilled or it doesn't remain fulfilled. I don't care. If there is no desire, I am not unhappy. I have no reason to be unhappy. So the root cause of unhappiness is desire. If I have desire for anything and that thing doesn't turn out to be positive, to be good, to be in favor of our desire, to be par with our desire, I'm unhappy. So why don't kill this desire at the first stage and thereby removing the any probability of non-fulfillment? So therefore, our Tirthankar Bhagwan says, first thing, that Iksha means desire. Desire is the root cause of unhappiness. Now, Arjun, why desire happens? Desire happens because of mithyatva, the wrong belief. So wrong belief, outcome is desire. But desire is the root cause of unhappiness. I mean, desire happens and therefore we feel sad. So therefore, desire happens because of mithyatva, therefore mithyatva is even root cause. Right? So mithyatva is biggest root cause. But what is the symptom of mithyatva? That you have desired, so you will not be happy. Is it making sense to everyone, or anyone has any question?
It's making sense.
Okay, in the story itself, there is a text in italic. Saddened by non-fulfillment of his desire, he was roaming in the garden of his father, the Prince Bal. Why he was sad? Non-fulfillment of his desire to eat flesh. He didn't get any flesh, therefore he was sad. On a normal day when he used to eat flesh, he must have been worried about not by flesh because he got it, but something else. Okay, I know there is no one who plays with me, so I'm upset. I have a desire to play with everyone. Nobody is playing with me. So, you know, things shift. If my one desire is fulfilled, I feel urge for another thing. If I have got ice cream, now I have new condition. I have new demand. Right? So, if we keep fulfilling our desire, our desires keep emerging. Therefore, the best way to be happy forever is to never have any desires. Whatever comes, you enjoy. You never, you know, project anything, okay, this should happen. Just whatever happens, enjoy it without saying, oh, I didn't wish for it. You cannot do anything about it. It's not in your control. Therefore, the root cause for everything is the desire. We have any desire for anything, and by chance, if it doesn't get fulfilled, we are unhappy. And if it gets fulfilled, we have another desire. So a cycle never ends. Either if it doesn't get fulfilled, we are unhappy. And if it gets fulfilled, we have no relief. We have another desire coming in. So this cycle never ends. Therefore, the best thing is to kill the desire. So there is no probability of any sadness. And also there is no probability of another desire because we do not have any desire. Okay? So now this prince is very sad because of his desire is not getting fulfilled. He did commit a crime by doing desire, and now desire is now punishing him by making him sad. Okay, so now what he was peacefully watching, roaming the garden, and what he sees is there is a sheep in the garden of the king. So what he did, he looked around. Nobody is looking at him. See, whenever we commit a crime, we never, no matter how experienced a criminal is, right? No matter how experienced a thief is, he never does stealing in front of the mob. He always wants to do it in a fashion that nobody looks at him, right? Nobody do bad things in front of everyone. Am I making sense? Does it happen or not? Right or no, wrong? So everybody, it shows that everybody knows that this thing, this activity that I am doing is actually not worth doing. Therefore, I cannot do it in front of the public. So everybody, whether he is Jain or not, whether he is a Christian, Catholic, anything he is, everybody knows that sins are not a good thing. Therefore, they do not do it openly. So now this king looked around. Okay, nobody should watch me. I'm committing a crime. And he took that sheep into his place, killed her and ate her meat. So what does this story say then in italics? When we can't control our desires control us. What is he doing? He could not control the order of his king. And what did his desire? He became the slave of his own desires. He could not control them, then his desire to control over him. And what he landed up into? He landed up into a death trap, right? So the whole reason for his trouble is what? It's only ability to not being able to control his desire. Correct or not? If he could have waited for 8th day to pass, then he could eat on 9th day. There is no order of the king. But he could not hold his desire. He could not stop his desire. And he ended up eating sheep and his desire ultimately controlled him. Correct? Hello? You know, there are people who drink alcohol or who smoke, right? They smoke. Do they not know that smoking kills?
They do.
Do they know? They do. Why do they smoke then? A drug. Somebody takes drugs, okay? Why do they take drugs? They do not know that it is harmful. They know that, right? It's everybody knows these things, but they still do. Why? Because when they could control their desire, they did not stop themselves. And now they are addicted. Now their desire controls them. So if there is a one day when I don't get a cigarette, I am miserable because I cannot live without a cigarette because my desire controls me now. So when we do not control our desires, when there is time, when we do not stop our desires, when we do not take any step to stop any of our desires, then, you know, slowly, slowly, desire starts controlling us. And that is very miserable state. We are totally dependent on something else, and then we can never be happy at that point of time. Is this making sense?
Yes.
So what did we learn? We learned that root cause of anything, so whenever there is any urge, we should always remind ourselves that, okay, I should not desire for this thing. Because if my luck is such that I'm not going to get this thing, I'll always feel that itch. Oh, perhaps I could have it. No, we should not give it space for sadness to come. We should never desire for anything. Okay? And if we keep desiring and if I keep eating ice cream, okay, there will be point when, you know, you'll not be able to stop yourself and you will have to eat ice cream. This thing happens with tea. I don't know. If in our family somebody is like, you know, there are families like in my auntie's place, what happens? They used to drink tea, okay? They always used to drink tea. Now, if they don't get tea for one day, okay, they are going on some expedition and the path is such there is no tea shop. They cannot get a cup of tea. So what happens? If they do not get tea, their head starts aching. There is a headache in their head. Why? Because they cannot live without tea. They are addicted. So when you had time, you could control your desire, you never control your desire. Now, that desire controls you. Now, if you don't get tea, you are miserable. Your head starts paining. So they want tea twice a day, morning and evening. So, see, it's practical. When we do not control our desires, desire starts controlling us. Are we getting this?
Yes.
Correct? It's a logical thing, right? If I don't have desire at all, I am happy because I have no ground, no any of the small space for sadness to come, to occupy me. There's no reason for sadness which will visit me because I have no expectations. I don't aspire that, okay, I should have this. Okay? So now, and if in time I do not control my desire, the desire will start controlling me. I'll become addicted. And today, okay, my good days are coming. I can afford tea. Tomorrow, if I am bankrupt, if I don't have any money, how will I buy tea? And if I cannot have tea, how will I live then? I'll be miserable. My head will burst out. I cannot live. So therefore, never let desires control you. Control your desires first. This prince, he could not control his desires, and now he is in a trap. So this gardener saw the king killing the sheep. The gardener was very loyal to the king. So the loyal gardener went to the king. King got very angry. My own son did not respect my order of not killing anyone. And he said, okay, my son shall be punished with hang till death. Okay? Executed and call the executioner. And here we stop today. The next story, now we learned a few things. How do we conduct ourselves? Means how do we walk? How do we run? How do we do anything? By taking utter precaution. Because of our movements of body, no other insects should get killed. Okay? Like Yampal got bit by the snake because he was not looking down. Next thing we learned that our Muniraj, they are the most incredible thing on earth, okay? And if you are lucky enough to get to see the Muniraj, definitely, definitely you are going to be in liberation in very soon time, because having darshan of Muniraj is the most incredible thing happening to anyone. Okay, then what we learned is that to kill anyone is the biggest crime. Hinsa is the biggest sin. Okay, therefore we should always conduct ourselves in such way that we do not hurt anyone. Then the root cause of the sadness is desire. So we should not aspire to fulfill our desire. We should not strive to fulfill our desire. We should strive to not having any desire, to kill the desire. We don't want desire. Instead of looking after our desire and fulfilling them, kill them at first place. Don't have desire at all. So there is no tension of fulfilling and there is no sadness of non-fulfillment. Okay? And this we should do in time. If we do not control ourselves in time, then our desires will start controlling us. Okay, these are the learnings till now. Okay, and there is Ashtanika Parva, there is Kot city of Podanpur of Bahubali Bhagwan. Okay, this is the same city. And there are other general knowledge things we just learned. Okay, now the main text of the story will come in the next class. In the next class, we'll do it. And now you, in the next class, you all have to come reading this story once again. And now read it from the perspective of chapter 5 sins. You have to figure out who is committing which sin. There are sins happening. Okay, somebody is committing, somebody is doing hinsa. The prince just did hinsa, violence. So you just read the story and make notes that who is doing which sin. Then we can have a healthy discussion. You can contribute, okay, I think this king has also done something bad. Or I think Yampal has also done something bad. You just have to think who has done what and why is it bad. Okay, can we do this in the next class? A good discussion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it will be fun. We all will come, we all will read the story once again and we all will see, okay, who is committing what mistake. And then we'll try to draw some conclusions, okay, this should not be done, okay? Okay, thank you so much, excellent session we had today. So we'll just conclude. We'll do the prayer of Shuddhatam hai mera naam. The pure soul is my name, okay? My introduction. Arjun, you will lead the poem today. So you'll have to speak. Everybody of us else will go silent. And you will say, pure soul is my name completely. And we will mute and we'll speak also, okay? But we'll not speak on the phone.
Do you want me to use the one in the back of part one of this book, or do you want me to download it?
No, the one we have, the one we did actually learned, our study PPT.
Okay.
You have that?
I have to download it, okay. But yes.
Okay. So just do it. We all will join our hands, close our eyes, and we are waiting for you. Okay? सचिन जी,
हाँ अनुभव जी,
आप प्लीज करेंगे कंटिन्यू, मैं जाता हूँ.
हाँ ठीक है. ओके अर्जुन, सो कैन यू जस्ट सिंग दिस?
या आई जस्ट गॉट इट.
ओके, रेस्ट ऑफ द पीपल प्लीज यू नो जॉइन योर हैंड्स एंड यू नो यू कैन सिंग अलोंग विथ अर्जुन इन म्यूट. या अर्जुन.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my theme. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss my own throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my address, no cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free of agony and hurt, nowhere to roam, real exempt and supreme is my home. My name is pure soul, my fame is to know alone. We shall discriminate the self from others, meditate upon our soul, and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness. My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Okay, thank you so much, everyone. See you next
thank
week, Jejinendra.
Jejinendra.
Jejinendra, thank you very much, Anubhuji.
Thank you.
Thank you.